Joining me now for a chat is Jason Bromley from Mind in Tameside Alderman Glossop. Hello, sir.
Hello. Lovely to join you.
Yeah, nice to have you on. Sorry it can't be in person, but hopefully we'll be back to that very soon.
Yes. Yeah, totally understandable under the circumstances. We're living in very challenging times, aren't we? And we have been for some time.
Well, absolutely. But no, good to chat. And I just wanted to, you know, get a little bit of advice from you, you know, or a reassurance, I guess, for people who maybe don't find this the most wonderful time of the year. There are people struggling, aren't there, for a number of different reasons. And I guess your service is there to hopefully help them out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... there's obviously a lot of people who have a wonderful time over the festive period, but equally, I know from the amount of people at a local level, particularly in Tameside, that we've supported over the last 12 months that are sort of fall into the category of being quite socially isolated, that even when you're putting a brave face on and you're trying your best to sort of get into the festive spirit, this time of year, it can have a negative impact on your mental health and well-being. You know, it could be financial, it could just be the year that we've all had that it's really kind of worn people down. You know, and or it could just be people that are on their own at the Christmas time. So, you know, obviously we're going to have, there is going to be periods, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Bank Holiday, where our office is closed. But I do want to encourage people to check out our social media, Tameside Alderman Glossop Mind, check out our website. We have got extended hours open as well around Christmas and New Year. So there are days in between Christmas and New Year where we're operating an 8-while-8 service, because we do appreciate that there's actually quite a lot of people that do work over the Christmas period and might not be able to access us in sort of normal office hours, you know, the 9-while-5. So we've just got a lot of support available for people. We've got our listening spaces that people can access as well, which is no appointment required. People can just drop in and there's going to be somebody there that they can talk to. But also just giving your listeners the reassurance that 24/7 across the festive period, there's always going to be somebody that you can talk to. Pennine in Tameside, Oldham and Glossop are operating a 24/7, 7 days a week helpline where you've got qualified mental health staff on hand to be able to talk to you, talk through any issues that you might have. So, and then of course, I couldn't say all of this without mentioning the wonderful Samaritans, who are also provide text and telephone support and email support as well for those times when you know, our office is going to be closed. So even Christmas Day, Boxing Day, if people are really struggling, there's always help available. We really want to say, please, please don't struggle in silence. Speak to somebody, get some help. You'd be surprised at how much better it will make you feel just talking to somebody and being able to offload and maybe get something off your chest.
Yeah, I mean, I find going even for a 10-minute walk sometimes helps, but some obviously when it goes way beyond that, you know, actually having a conversation, like you say, it has benefits like nothing else, really.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point you make, actually, in that, you know, there is self-care components that are important over the festive period as well. There are things that we can do ourselves to help to manage our well-being overall. But you're absolutely right, Alex. If things do get, you know, if it comes to the crunch and things do get a bit much, then there is the option to speak to somebody. But yeah, absolutely, going for a walk, you know, enjoying the little things as much as you can. I mean, it sounds a little bit silly, but like just last night, I wasn't massively in the festive spirit. I was a bit tired, but I thought, you know what? I'm just going to spend half an hour just making some festive ginger cookies at home. And that's what I did last night, and it brightened my spirits. It was a pre-rolled stuff that I'd got from the local supermarket. It took me about half an hour, and then I decorated them afterwards. And it was just a nice little thing to do that just lifted my spirits, made me feel a bit better. So there's always something that people can do that might just help them a little bit. But of course, if the things they're doing are not helping, then there is support available, as I said.
And with the news of the cookies, I'm even more gutted you've not come in person now.
You know what, that's the sad thing, actually, Alex. I actually brought a few into work today to pass out to some of my colleagues. You know, obviously I'm having to be quite mindful with the current restrictions and the measures, but we're kind of like, we feel almost like we're seasoned pros now here at Togmind, because, you know, other than the initial lockdown, the initial first lockdown period that we had last year,
yeah.
once we had our PPI in place and we had all of our hand sanitizer stations and everything sorted and mask wearing and everything, we got back to business as usual as quickly as possible, because we realized that digital support is brilliant, and it's great that we've been able to offer, like, you know, video calls and text messaging support, WhatsApp groups and all that stuff. But there's a lot of people that are kind of fall into the category of sort of almost being digitally excluded, and they still really need that face-to-face support. So we've been very much operating the same way that the NHS has operated.
Absolutely. And just finally, I mean, I think maybe it's something that will come out in the wash, but do you think there's been enough sort of spoken about, you know, with the various lockdowns and the effects on mental health? Because I do think it's maybe something that hasn't been covered enough, because there's all the practical things of people not being able to work, but I mean, the lockdowns seem to have, to me, led to a bit of a lonelier society in some respects.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think what's happened, from what we've observed, and I don't want to speak too out of turn here, but what I've observed and what we've observed is that actually people have been very, very vocal nationally and globally to a certain extent, but certainly in the UK, people have been very, very vocal about how the pandemic has impacted people's mental health and well-being, and social isolation just being one of them. But, you know, working from home, the financial impact, particularly on the arts and hospitality sectors, and we're going through that again now at the worst possible time of the year.
Yeah.
So I do think there's been lots of organisations and charities, and particularly, of course, I have to mention National Mind. They've been very, very vocal about the impact on the nation's mental health, but
sure.
I don't think we're quite seeing yet the financial support and funding coming from the government. Maybe we will get more of that over the next 6 to 12 months as we go into 2022.
Hmm.
I would hope that more funding is made available at a national level, for us all to collectively be able to kind of provide even greater support and also encourage people. You know, there's still quite a bit of stigma around accessing mental health, although I do think the silver lining in all of this with the pandemic is that it's put mental health at the forefront for a lot of people. It's made people, it's helped people to think about their own mental health, and it's given them kind of a bit of headspace, and they've been able to pause and think about their own well-being.
Yeah.
But yeah, so much more that we need to do over the next 12 months to fix some of what the pandemic has created.
Yeah, maybe we were all living a little bit at a million miles an hour. So like you say, I think speaking for myself, it has given a bit more time, hasn't it? A bit more space, which I suppose, looking for the silver lining, that could be the positive in all of this.
Definitely, yeah. It's really has come to the fore, without a doubt. Lots of the public that we're talking to, you know, many of them are accessing services for the first time, but they're accessing it at an appropriate time, kind of before they get to that crisis point, that kind of that really difficult spot. So it's encouraging in a way that people, that the support is there, particularly at a local level, and that people are linking in and accessing it at the right time. We just very, very recently, like just last week, did a soft launch of our new, brand new dedicated children and young people services in Tameside. That's working in partnership with 42nd Street and funded by Tameside CCG, the Clinical Commissioning Group. We're really excited about that. A massive raft of dedicated support for young people and families. And that's been co-created with young people. So young people have actually, we've sat down and talked to them, and they've told us what they want from a mental health and wellbeing service. So lots of exciting stuff for the new year, but just this sort of week and a half, this 2 week period, really want to just give your listeners the reassurance that there's support there available for people to access. And like I said at the start, please do check out our social media. And as soon as you land on our website homepage, www.togmind.org, there'll be a pop-up there. There's also a button there that you can click on that says need help now, and it will give you every single bit of information you need as to what you can access at a local level, including our own stuff, of course.